Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, being an only child can bring with it a number of assumptions that it's somehow a minor tragedy, that the child will be lonely and, being the only child, will grow up to be spoiled. The journalist and author of Reality Check, Vicky Notaro, grew up as the only kid in the house, but says that none of those assumptions are true. Vicky, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
When you were a kid, Vicky, was it rare that you were the only child, or did you know other only children?
Well, do you know what? I think there was something in the water on my street in Talla, because on my very small cul-de-sac, there were four only children, which was very strange compared with the rest of my life where there were very few. But yeah, there were four of us and all around the same age as well. So that was odd. But yes, in other scenarios, I was always the only child.
Yeah, because in the 1980s, we were mad for having children then. Couldn't stop ourselves. when you were growing up, and I know it's kind of one of those you'd not to compare it to scenarios, but were you aware of being an only child in the sense that, you know, at school, other children had multiple siblings and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was aware in some ways that I was very lucky to be an only child, because I kind of had my parents' undivided attention in a way. So I always say I wasn't spoiled with material things or, you know, stuff, but I was very spoiled with their attention. And, you know, I was nearly able to read by the time I went to school because, you know, they just had me. And there wasn't a lot on telly in the 80s. So, you know, the evenings would be spent reading and playing games and stuff like that. So, yeah, I was absolutely aware of the benefits. And I was a very happy only child. You know, I used to say to my parents, who would have loved more children, by the way, I used to say, like, you know, this is perfect. Why would we change this? And, you know, that was not their feeling. But, you know, they never made me feel like I wasn't enough either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was say when you were an adult, did your parents ever express not disappointment that you were their only child, but disappointment that perhaps they didn't have other children that they'd hoped to have?
Yeah, I mean, they would have loved to have more kids. And, you know, I'm someone who doesn't want to have children, who's not going to have children of my own. And I know that they would love to be grandparents. So, you know, I feel sometimes guilty about that, but not enough to act on that and change how I feel. But I'm very lucky in that when I met my husband, he also came from quite a small family in that house. There's his mum and his sister, and all of us have become very close. So we're so close that, you know, my sister-in-law used part of my mother's wedding dress for her own wedding dress. Aww. You know, and yeah, like we're a very close-knit unit now, which is very lucky. And something my dad always says is, you know, we were always a team of three when I was growing up, and now that's expanded. And my sister-in-law is now married to the seven of us. And it's, you know, I really appreciate that now, having, you know, Christmas friends. It's not just me and my parents.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I've never really felt like it's a bad thing. And I've written about it over the years, being an only child, quite a lot. And I've had parents of only children say to me, you know, you made me feel better about it. Because I think parents worry that their child will be lonely or bored or unstimulated or maybe even a bit weird with other kids. But I mean, I don't think that was ever really the case with me. I mean, I was a bit hyper. I think that was the most weird thing about me as a child.
Well, it's good to hear that's changed. When you were an adult, though, and you tell people you were an only child, would you occasionally get the kind of, you know, the people bowing their head, you know, or cocking their head to one side and going, ah, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think it was a lot more, like you said, unusual back then, you know, good old Holy Catholic Ireland and the lack of contraception in the 70s and 80s was, it just meant that people naturally had bigger families. So yeah, I absolutely encountered people being like, oh, you poor thing. And funnily enough, other people being like, oh, wow, I wouldn't have guessed. So I don't know whether, you know, only children might expect us to put out some kind of beacon of spoiltness or something in advance. But yeah, a lot of people would be, even now that I'm 38, people would be like, are you? Jesus, wow. Because even in my book, in Reality Check, I wrote a relationship between two sisters. And I don't have a sister, so, you know, I don't know where I got that from. But people have expressed surprise that I was able to write that relationship from observing other siblings, I guess, in my life.
It strikes me, though, that for, you know, if it's a one child family or even a smaller family, as in your husband's family.
Yeah.
Big families, there's a lot of noise and you actually get to know each other better if it's a smaller family.
I think so, yeah. And I mean, like, I'm fascinated by big families. You know, there's a reason, well, there's many reasons why, say, for example, the Kardashians are huge. But for me, watching them has always been about observing their dynamics and watching how they relate to one another and sometimes how they kick the head off one another, because that has happened. And, you know, in their case as well, you know, you've children from different generations even and different marriages kind of all mixing in. So, I mean, I always say to people, you know, people are always going to comment on your family size and your birth order and that, you know, whether you're the youngest, you're the baby, or you're the oldest, you're the kind of elder of the group. So I just say to people, you know, do whatever you want. If you're happy with one child, stick with one child. If you don't want to have any, don't have any. Or if you want to have 10 and you can afford it, you know, go for it. Like, because I think everyone is always going to have some sort of opinion on other people's lives. I think it's just human nature.
Of course they are, yeah. In my experience, people from large families, the family tends to refer to itself in the third person. You know, they just won't say the family, they'll say the Kellys. Meaning like all my, because it's so large, they kind of have to use some sort of collective term for it. Yeah,
it's weird. Funny because my dad has loads of brothers and sisters. He has 7 brothers and sisters. So, you know, they were a big family. They would have been known locally as the Notaros because they're Italian as well. So, you know, they would have stood out in Crumlin in the 60s and 70s. But yeah, like, it's funny that he went from that, you know, sharing bedrooms to just having the one child. And I mean, we'd all say that we wouldn't change a thing. My parents and I, we have a great relationship, and it's only actually getting stronger as the years go by. We enjoy each other's company even more now that I'm an adult. So yeah, I can only give it the 2 thumbs up, Sean. But of course, I only know what I've experienced as well. Yeah. So, it's interesting.
Vicky, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Vicky Natera there, the journalist and author of Reality Check.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.